On Monday, a 3-year-old boy was left in a corn maze in Ogden, Utah. The child's mother didn't realize he was gone until the following morning. However, incidents like this aren't entirely uncommon at corn mazes, according to Nancy Jensen, who owned Green Canyon Farms Corn Maze in Logan until 2013.
One time we had some kids that were like 12, and the parents dropped them off, and they met their friends there at the corn maze, and then they refused to come pick them up. They refused to pick up their child. I don't understand that. It happened a few times, actually. We just called the police officers and they took them home.
There are no counties in Utah who require any kind of safety codes or regulations for corn maze owners to keep their customers safe. Jensen doesn't believe security regulations were necessary until recently.
Back in those days, it wasn't really necessary, I guess. There wasn't all these shootings and stuff happening now, so it was just a fun activity that nobody ever thought of, stuff like that.
Jensen does have some security advice for people who do own corn mazes.
You need to make sure there's a fence all the way around it so that you don't have people that are not supposed to be in there. Because if they sneak in, there's a reason why they sneak in.
Jensen also advises corn maze owners to walk through their corn mazes every night before they close.
For security, we make sure we swept the whole thing before we left.
Despite her recommended caution, Jensen does believe that at the end of the day, corn mazes are fun, family-friendly activities that everyone should have the opportunity to enjoy.
It's a fun activity for families, and it was just a good time.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Shani Howard.